This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
The game of psychoanalysis. And try to get into anybody's head, but try to get into Donald Trump's head. I will try to do that here this morning as we approximately, 24, 48 hours. What's today? Today's Thursday. I think 24 hours away from a decision on his vice presidential candidate, which, you know, it's important. I think the most important aspect of, and by the way, good morning. I didn't give you that formal greeting this morning. I think the most important part of selecting a vice president is making sure that he or she has the capabilities to step into your shoes if something happens. And who knows what can happen? I mean, honest to goodness, who knows in this crazy world? We've seen some incredible selections. Ross Perot, who took that Admiral Insanity, I think of his name, Stockover. That was perhaps the most embarrassing moment in political history. He was just frozen. He couldn't say, General Stock, he couldn't say anything. And then there was what I think was a poor choice in Sarah Palin. I like her message, but I think it was a terrible choice by John McCain. I think he might have won that if he didn't pick Sarah Palin. Dan Quayle, it didn't help George W. Bush. He acted like a kid all excited when he first came around. That wasn't a great choice. Al Gore was actually a good choice, as offensive and as arrogant as he is. Al Gore was a good choice for Bill Clinton. And George Bush Sr. was a good choice for Ronald Reagan. Joe Biden, as offensive and as much of a boob as he is, a real phony, a nice guy, was a pretty good choice for Barack Obama. So let's take a look at, let me make it simple. Let me get the Hillary Clinton vice presidential choice out of the way. There are several she is considering. I think her best selection would be Tim Kaine. Don't agree with him. And he toes the party line. He's in the bag with the rest of them, but he's a former governor. He's a senator. He's been the head of the Foreign Relations Committee, I believe. He's really well-versed. He's extremely bright. And he's likable. And he might deliver the swing state. Although in these days of presidential elections, that is, the state of Virginia, in these days of presidential elections, I'm not sure how important it is to get the state that the candidate is from, or even perhaps to look at this regionally, because everything is bizarre. Nothing seems to go by the rules anymore, which has made all the pundits look absolutely ridiculous and with all their predictions. But let's take a look at Donald Trump's candidates, and I think it's universally agreed that there are three, maybe four. He says there are two that he's seriously considering, although he's not eliminating the others. It sounds like a Jackie Mason bit. Candidate number one, Newt Gingrich. And, you know, I've been thinking really, really hard about this. Because I think I'd be satisfied with any of the four choices. And I'm not sure I have a really profound choice because each one brings something different to the table. Gingrich has been around forever. What's it, 30 years or so? He's 73. It would make it the oldest tandem running for president ever. 70 Trump, 73 Gingrich. But they're both young for their years. As is Bernie Sanders, although he looks like he belongs in an insane asylum. Gingrich has vast experience. He's far and away the brightest of all of them. All of them. I mean, he is, and I've interviewed Newt several times on this show. I think he falls into an elite category as one of the brightest people in any field whom I have ever encountered. And on the debate stage and the television personality on top of it, Newt can handle anybody, anytime. He would excel in a vice presidential debate, unlike Paul Ryan in his disgraceful performance against Joe Biden, who just bullied him to death, and Ryan didn't fight back. I mean, that didn't cost Romney the presidency, but it didn't help him. Gingrich, he classifies himself as an outsider. Well, he had a lot of animosity directed against him, but he's more of a consummate insider. He has had a pro-immigration stance in the past. That's bad news, because that seems to be the highlight, the talking point of Donald Trump's campaign. He's also a powerful figure, and he could provide Donald Trump with the political acumen that Trump doesn't have. Sure, Trump just doesn't have it. Trump admits it. He wings it. What he did in the primaries has made him, put him where he is today, and will continue to do it. He's been on much better behavior the past four or five times out. But now you have two bombastic guys, which may offend the liberal elite, and even some of the traditional conservatives in this country. Overall, I like Newt. I would not at all be disappointed. I'd rather see him as president, but we don't always get what we wish for. So it's a good choice. And does Trump want to be overshadowed by someone with a powerful personality such as he has? Because I don't care which side you're on, you can't deny that Trump has just an inflated ego. I guess in a sense it's easy to understand. He succeeded at everything he's done, both his business life and his personal life. It's a remarkable life. So who knows? And I'm going to have to carry this into segment two, but let me just segue over to Chris Christie. Same thing, a powerful personality who absolutely crushed Marco Rubio's hopes in the primaries. A brilliant debater. An approval rating of 26% in New Jersey. My wife and I just had friends up from New Jersey visiting us, old friends. And, I mean, they frankly can't stand Chris Christie, what he's done for New Jersey. His helicopter, private helicopter, flies over their house. I mean, all of this doesn't factor in, really, because having New Jersey won't help Trump. And I doubt whether they'd have New Jersey with his low approval rating. Yeah, then he's got the baggage from Bridgegate. And as a vice presidential candidate, if he were to debate Hillary over the unproven allegations of Bridgegate, over all the crimes, I'm not even going to begin to listen, that Hillary has committed. I'm not even saying allegedly committed. She's committed. There's the proof. How are they going to go after Christie on Bridgegate? I mean, it's like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton going after Trump on Trump's women. You gotta duck it. And Trump has stayed away from counterattacks since Hillary's kind of pulled it in. But who knows what'll happen when this campaign gets fully going and the debates begin. I love it that Trump won't hold back, because if the people of this country are too stupid, you heard me, not ignorant, not naive, too stupid to see the difference between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, so be it. Go vote for Hillary. And kiss America goodbye. So again, a dominating personality, but Chris Christie has been with Donald Trump from day one. Trump values loyalty. He considers Christie a good friend. Christie, as soon as he lost the primaries, and he didn't really interact negatively that much with Trump. Maybe he's just smarter than people give him credit for, because some of the others, you know, for like falling into this trap. I know Cruz is a potential presidential candidate for 2020, but if he didn't get baited into this trap, he probably would have been the choice for VP, although he's got higher aspirations. But let's look at this realistically. Trump is 70 now. If he wins this, do you think he wants to serve 8 years? And I mean, I can't believe the answer to that is yes. These 4 years will wear on anybody. They wear on me, and I'm not even a president of the United States. So those are two of the candidates. And I think we're going to have to wait till after the break, and I'll address the other two. Two guys that I also think a lot of, and I wouldn't have a problem with Christie. He's very moderate on a lot of things. Yeah, he has that photo op of him hugging Obama during the Hurricane Sandy, but overall, really not a bad choice. But once again, is Trump going to allow a powerful personality to overshadow him? Christie appears to have been very subdued when he's with Trump, so I'm not sure that's a problem. I'm trying to get into Trump's head, and I don't think anybody can, but we're going to come back. I'll continue to do it with the other two candidates. This is Duke Taylor.
Cold weather slows your battery down, but if it's hot enough to cook breakfast on your hood, your battery could be toast. So pick up a Napa Legend battery today, and you'll get a $15 rebate Visa card by mail. That's 15 bucks back and a new battery in case your old one gets fried. That's Napa know-how. And participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Some exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/16.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is
is yours.
Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who is one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
All right, we return, and the analysis of the vice presidential candidates goes on and continues to go on. And that leaves Mike Pence, who's had two visits to meet with Trump and Trump's family, Ivanka, Eric, and Donald Jr. I'm not sure that Eric was involved in there, but there's family assistance, but Trump will ultimately make the decision. You can believe that. Positives and negatives about Mike Pence. First, the negatives. I don't know whether he wants to get into the arena in a dogfight. It's not natural for him to be combative, like it is for me to be combative. It's just not natural. And when you take someone out of their environment of comfort, you can't expect a personality transformation. He will mention that he has great talking points. He's very smart. He's not all that popular, believe it or not, as governor of Indiana. But he brings sophistication, poise, diplomacy. He's got a marvelous career as a senator and a governor. He's good looking. He's in his 50s, so age is not an issue. Looks are important. Trump focuses on looks. Notice whatever he does, he focuses on looks. That may be a factor. Without question, Mike Pence is the best looking of the four of them, and is qualified for the job. But is it really good chemistry between them? The kind of chemistry you need. And do you need an attack dog? Trump says he doesn't need one. I wouldn't be dissatisfied with Mike Pence. I wouldn't be dissatisfied with any of them. I think the four choices are fine. I haven't given you the fourth one, and it's not retired General Mike Flynn, who grew up in Rhode Island. And I never considered that a real possibility, but, you know, qualified guy, but not for this. I wouldn't even put him in my top 25. So that leaves Jeff Sessions, the senator from Alabama, and kind of a headliner along with Trump on the anti-immigration venue that he has spearheaded, a really true conservative. A real conservative. But is this election about ideology, or is it about populism and nationalism? We've seen one populist candidate go by the board, and that's Bernie Sanders, who sold out to Hillary. Oh, man, big tough talking Bernie. He sold out, didn't he? Lost a lot of respect. And I don't know where Bernie's people are going to go, whether they're going to go to Trump or they're not going to vote or they're going to go to Hillary. I don't have a clue, and I'm not even going to begin to guess, except to say that when the bottom line is there, people will vote their party. So they may hold their noses and vote for Hillary to keep Trump out. I like Jeff Sessions. He's older, he's polished, he's sophisticated, he's a good guy, he's a smart guy. He doesn't have the fire. His personality is more along the lines of Mike Pence. And he hasn't been mentioned in the top three, but he's there to see Trump. He's been there to advise Trump really from the beginning. He kind of broke ranks with the Republican Party. So I'm not making any bets, but I would say it's between Gingrich and Mike Pence. Christie a close third, Jeff Sessions a distant fourth, and those three who don't get in, I think will be offered positions in the administration. But here's what's interesting. Newt Gingrich has officially left his media consultant position at Fox. Now, it may be temporary. There wasn't a falling out of any kind. And the question is, why? Does he know something that we don't know? Why would he do it? Again, speculating. Mike Pence has to make a decision, I think, before noon on Friday as to whether he's going to be available as a vice presidential nominee or he's going to run for governor again. It's really coming down to the limit here as we head almost up to the convention in Cleveland, and I've turned down a couple of invites to go to Cleveland. It's going to be one heck of a week with the speakers and the celebrity setup there, reminiscent of his show The Apprentice, and it's going to be a glorious affair. I don't know what effect that'll have on people. Hillary can't compete in that department, and she's not trying to. Trump has to now focus on Hillary and get off all of these other subjects, although I must admit I find it difficult. It's difficult to think that he should have abandoned the subject of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court justice, 83 years old, who made those absolutely stupid comments. They're not supposed to litigate from the bench, and they're not supposed to inject their own personal opinions, even though everybody has them. And we know that it's split basically 4-4, although there's a predominant liberals persuasion on the Supreme Court. And she comes out and talks about what a faker Trump is. That was her word to describe him, how he'd ruin this country and how she'd move to New Zealand. Well, I said this yesterday, David, just get the hell on a boat or a plane and get out of here. Get out. Go. I wouldn't miss her. It was absolutely unfitting, improper, and an insult to the Supreme Court. And she's even been chided. She's even been scolded by those people on the left. And Trump, of course, has made it an issue. He came on and he said that he was asked a question. I'm trying to think who did the interview. I think it was Brett Baer. I'm not sure. About the incompetence of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and whether she has mental competence. And he said no. He really didn't think so. And I don't think so either. I think it's a disgrace and a blemish. Will this pass? Yeah, because there have been so many bizarre things happening that this will pass along with others. You know, and my message, Trump isn't listening to me, but my message to Trump is concentrate on Hillary and concentrate on what you're going to do for the country and do it more so than other past candidates, because you've got to compensate from a lot of behavior that has positively met by members of politics, the media, and who cares about the media? They're going to hate you anyway. They're a disgrace. a lot, but mostly the people, those who the voting bloc in the country. And we're seeing the tight races in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Florida. If it weren't so important, I'd be really excited. I'm excited in one sense, but I can't enjoy it because I think what this country will be like if Hillary gets in. If I'm doing radio for the next 4 years, oh man, how am I gonna do the shows? I'm not worried about that yet. But I really love you.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today.
800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery and all all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
I'm Dana Perino with Fox News, and I just had a great interview with Stu Taylor, who loved my new book. It's called And the Good News Is, and he gave me a really good amount of time, and he asked perfect questions because he really understood what I was trying to get across, and I appreciate him so much.
All right, we are back, and I just want to get in this announcement quickly. Joining us a week from Tuesday will be CNN's Dick Morris, whom I've had the pleasure of interviewing personally several times. He will be talking about his new book, Armageddon. Joining us right now, a lady with a terrific book and a great outlook on life, and it's geared to women on how they should present themselves, how they should conduct themselves, and if you look at the cover, you'll see that she personifies it. Her name is Lauren Freeman. The name of the book is The New Boss, The Guide to a Fabulous Lifestyle. It's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to TatePublishing.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Lauren, welcome and congratulations on your book.
Thank you so much. Good morning. Hello.
Your background, what led you to write the book? Because you've got so much in here that will help women improve their lives. I love it. Listen, I've got a wife and two daughters and a granddaughter, so I'm pro-women. So what is it about your background that led you to write the book, and what's it about?
My background is to empower wellness. My background is to empower women to build confidence. And my whole lifestyle have been around that. Coming from a family of 13, you know, two-parent home, they instilled in us certain values. And so as I got older, which I'm still young in my mind, but as we get older and we live, we're supposed to be wiser. So I couldn't spread my message that I need to share via my voice, so I wrote it in a book. And that's why I call it The New Boss, because once you get to the root of what is causing distractions, delays, success, then you can become that new person and walk in your gift and your purpose. And so this book was written to use as a guide, not just for women, for anyone who is in a mentoring situation or setting, anyone who want to be in charge of self, anyone that's in business, and who is interested in building and growing their worth or their being.
You know what I love about it? It's kind of a complete, comprehensive approach to life. It doesn't focus on just one thing, you know, stay healthy, make sure you're always presentable in how you look and how you interact with others. What was the overall concept in terms of molding all of this together? Because you even cover interviewing tips, virtually everything.
Yes, and the reason why it was based on my lifestyle. I've worked in the corporate world for over 30 years, which you can find more about me in my book. I even shared some of my challenges, some of my struggles, or I would say mistakes. And so I wanted to help women and young girls. So I said, what better way to do this is I sit down, put it, you know, in writing. And so instead of just talking about the polishing side, because we all want to be polished, but we have to be committed. So I gave them the instruction how to get started, basically where they're at in their life today, and how to move forward. And you cannot just talk about moving forward with your career if you don't know how to dress. You can't move forward if you don't have a career and don't have the education. So I provided some tools in the book and some guidance and some where to and some reference so they too can do some research in their own private setting. And then when we talk about health, I gave a whole list of awareness, because when you're in your 20s, what do you ask the doctor? When you're in your 30s, 40s, there's different physicals that you must have and must do and must take. So I share a lot of that in my book, The New Boss. That's why it's called The New Boss. And glamour, everybody always will be glamour, but what is glamour from the inside out? How to heal and start to live on purpose?
I think the first thing, and I always tell people, get into the right mindset before you can embark on anything and go on this journey to make your life better, to self-empower yourselves, to help others. You have to have the right mindset, the right attitude. How do people deal with getting that? Do you agree that that's the given? I've got to develop a positive attitude. Now I'm going to go out and accomplish what I want in life. I don't think you can do it unless you do that.
I agree with you 100%, and that's one of the reasons you have to follow step by step in the guidebook, because it even have a section where we talk about the mindset. How do I get in that right mindset so when I walk into an environment maybe not so positive, but if I'm in the right mindset that I am set to make certain goals, I'm here to be, as they all like to say, my sister keeper, I'm a friend, I'm a business owner. You have to still be in the right mindset to be positive, to help be the best self. So in the book, it talks a whole section about mindset, how to inspire, how to influence, how to impact, how to engage in our culture, which is a whole different beast when you're talking about mindset. It's various mindsets. So I use my example. I use different lens. When I look in a lens, I may not see the same thing you see. But if we are in the same mindset, we're going to feel it from the heart. And it comes across very pure, and people will welcome that versus a forced interest.
The book is The New Boss, A Guide to a Fabulous Lifestyle, written by Lauren Freeman, published by Tate Publishing. Nobody takes a straight line course in life. That's just not the way it is. You know, we're all striving to overcome obstacles, some more severe than others. What kind of advice do you give out there, especially for women in difficult times and how to deal with adversity of different kinds?
I would recommend them to do some soul searching. Take 20% of self and keep it and build on that, because therefore, if you don't have time for self, when are you going to have time to do anything correct? So we have to really sit down and evaluate where we are in our life, where would you like to be, which I call your destination, and what is your purpose and what is your gift? Once you figure those things out and you have a mindset, you can probably pursue anything you want. And I believe you can accomplish anything you want with some orderly fashion. And with The New Boss, it gives you the tools to be successful and get on with your life and have a fabulous lifestyle, which I call a balanced lifestyle.
What, you know, there are a lot of books out on self-help, and obviously a lot of them do a lot of good. How would you say this book that you've written differentiates itself from others of the same type?
Well, based on my research and based on Tate research, we've done a lot of research, because when I first started the book, it's like, oh, there's a lot of books like this out there. But once you get into reading Lauren's book, The New Boss, you'll find that this book can be taught with the four generations. So when we talk about the four generation, we can communicate in a way that we all can comprehend, because you have the mature, which is 60 and over. Then you have the baby boomer, which is Lauren and her era. Then you have the millennium, and then you have the Gen X. So the Gen X, yeah, of course, we know we're living that today. They just want the job or want a career. They don't want to do the work. So in order for me to understand, I need to sit with someone that's wise. She and I can talk if I use The New Boss guidebook. So we can talk about dress. We can talk about life. We can talk about health. We can talk about wealth. And now we have something in common. Where if we just talk about, oh, what outfit or what selfies you're going to take today, the mature don't understand that. So I teach with the mirror. So when we look in the mirror, we want to connect with who you are, where you are, and what you're doing with your life. Where the selfies, you can take a beautiful selfie picture, that's fake. But we look in that mirror and you see the real you. That's what we teach, and that's what we reach, and that's what we want to present, how to connect and grow.
You got a 13-step practical guide. Can't go through the whole book. People will have to buy it. Do you want to, in a closing minute or so here, do you want to highlight one or two of those steps that you advise women to take?
Yes, I would like to take the first step is how to build confidence. And then the next step I would like for them to know, and the second step is how to have body intelligence and grow on a personal level, not necessarily on a professional level, but you have to be able to grow on a personal level.
Have you had the positive reinforcement of hearing from people who have read this book who say, Lauren, thanks so much. You've been a big help. That's one of the most gratifying things that you can experience. Have you had that?
Yes, I have had that. Women tell me over and over and over, they wish I would have wrote this book 20 years ago. I have professional women. I have young girls. I have universities have reviewed the book and read the book. So all around the globe is like crying out because there's such a great need for this book and this guide for young ladies and women around the globe. They need help. They're crying out for help.
All right. I want to thank you so much, Lauren Freeman, the new boss, the guide to a fabulous lifestyle, Tate Publishing. It's been a pleasure. We'll be back.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Do you
have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
IMUS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
Hello, I'm Brian Tracy. I have written 52 books. I've spoken to more than 5 million people in 55 countries. And I can tell you that Stu Taylor is one of the very finest authorities on business and personal success in America today. When you listen to his show and take notes, you'll get yourself a college education in practical, street smart things that you can do to be more successful in any business.
All right, our final segment of the day. Joining us, Dr. Michael W. Cote, spelled C-O-T-I-E. He is the author of a new book called Tribulation's Final Judgment. That's Tribulation's Final Judgment. It is published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. And Michael, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Stu.
You've written a religious book here, and there are a lot of religious books that are written. You talk about the book of Revelation. You have a lot to say in this book. What differentiates this book and makes it stand out from other religious books out there? What's different about it?
Yeah, this one kind of breaks it down to make it easier to understand the book of Revelation. A lot of folks have problems with the interpretations or understanding exactly the book. They think it's a scary book, and it's written to motivate believers to go out and be witnesses for Christ, and that's what these books center in on. And this is actually the third book of a series of four that are out. The first two came out last year and part of this year, and the next one hasn't hit the publisher yet. So I've got one more coming in the book of Revelation.
How much research did you have to do to get this book done, and how does it really break down in chapters in the book? Can you just give us an overview? How does it really flow?
Right. Each of the chapters in this book represents a chapter in the book of Revelation, and it covers Revelation chapters 11 through 18. And the research was, you know, as I prepared a message, because I did a study at the church and taught through Revelation. It took me a year and a half to teach through the book. And then my wife said, this is so in-depth and so great, that she said, why don't you publish all this? So that got me into publishing the books. And I took my outline form and just moved it out of my message form into paragraph and book form.
All right, so a lot of work, a long time. This would seem like it's an intensive project.
Yes, it was. You know, it was intensive to teach through. I'm coming up on 3 years as pastor of the church I'm at, and I asked them, what would y'all like on Sunday night? They said, can you teach us through the book of Revelation? So I agreed and began the study and began my studying and research. I, you know, went to several commentaries, different men of old who have studied it through, and I pulled pieces and bits and pieces of what, you know, as I studied through that the Lord led me to, yeah, that's what this is saying, and pulling it together in that form and that shape.
Let me just throw out a term here, and I'll let you go in any direction you want as opposed to me asking a specific question. You talk a lot in the book about redemption, and that redemption is of mankind, redemption of the earth. Can you transfer that? I was going to say, can you tell us your thoughts on it? But it's basically what you have derived from your readings. And what do we know about redemption?
Well, redemption, you know, Christ went to the cross to redeem mankind, and his blood was shed on the cross for us. And to redeem us, he's redeeming our spiritual life, our spirit, because, you know, we are not spiritual until, of course, we receive him. And once we've done that, then we are his and we walk with him. As far as the earth goes, if you went back into Jewish history, you would find that the nation of Israel had a terms of redeeming the possession, the heirs, the land. And those terms of condition were written onto a scroll and sealed. And as the seals are opened in the book of Revelation, they are the terms for redemption of the earth. So that he is bringing the earth back, getting it ready for his kingdom. And his kingdom is coming. And when his kingdom comes, we see Isaiah's prophecy fulfilled of the calf laying down with the lion and the lion with the lamb. And there will be, you know, tranquil peace between the creation. And it goes back to creation before the flood, really, even. Because before the flood, you know, animals, if you read through Genesis, it says that the animals during that time ate the herbs of the ground. And so that time of the thousand-year kingdom is coming after all of the tribulation finishes. And that's the redemption of the earth. That's how the earth needs to be redeemed. The curse that was put on it when Adam fell needs to be pulled away. And there are terms that are laid out within the scrolls that bring that about.
You wrote this book, I would assume, for Christians. What do you say to agnostics and atheists, people of different religions? Is there any, are there any rewards they could derive from reading this?
I think it could help open their eyes up to what, you know, what the Bible is all about, what the truth of God is, and show them that, you know, God does have a plan for everything on this earth.
And
his plan is for the redemption of the earth eventually.
How do you justify all the terrible things that happen to people when people say, how can I believe in a God when so much bad happens to so many of the good?
Well, you know, God created man in his image, but man fell. And so when man fell, man received a nature to do evil and a nature to sin. God allowed man his free will to do as man pleases. God doesn't interfere with that. And so the bad in the world is not from God. It's from the inner workings of man and Satan, because Satan had a great influence upon that when he tempted Eve.
All right. For those out there interested in a really highly regarded religious book, Tribulation's Final Judgment, it's written by Dr. Michael Cotie. It's spelled C-O-T-I-E. It's published by Tate Publishing. You all know how to get it. And, Michael, thanks so much. Appreciate having you on, and I thank everyone for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.